to expand on your gospel, God, to tell your people who you are, God, and just how good you've been to us. Father, I thank you now in the name of Jesus that there's nobody like you, Lord. Father, as I'm praying there, I pray for those who are under the sound of my voice. Those who may be in their cars, those who may be on Facebook Live, God, those who may tune in later. I pray, God, that you will continue to bless, heal, deliver, and to set free. God, some of us don't know whether we're going to have a job. Some of us don't know the condition, Father. Some folk are in the hospital sick, Lord, and the loved ones can't go by and see them, God. Some folk are dying, and people can't even go to the service, Lord. But, Lord, you promised that you would never leave us, and you will never forsake us. And even when we can't go, we understand, God, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, you are still there. God, remember those on our sick and our shut-in list, not just at Notch's Road, but all over this land in this country. Remember Brother Clement Fuller, Sister Susie Fuller and the Miles family. Remember Sister Sheila Boyd. God bless her while she's in the hospital. Her husband Sean and the Carr family. God, we ask you that you would keep them in your care. Now, God, I ask you just for these few moments that you will give me strength as I stand under the S-U-N, God, by the power of the S-O-N, God, to give strength and clarity to your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Let the faithful of God say amen. For your encouragement and your strength this morning, if you don't have your Bible, you can write it down or you can go back and look at it. I'm in Romans chapter 8, the New Testament Gospel of Romans chapter 8. That's the 8th epistle of the book of Romans. I will begin reading at verse 31 through its entirety. That's Romans chapter 8. We begin reading at verse 31. Bible reads in the NIV, said, what then shall we say in response to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justifies. Who then can condemn? No one. Christ Jesus who died. More than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? What trouble shall trouble or hardship, persecution or famine or nakedness, danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No. In all things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to talk to you from a subject this morning, more than conquerors, more than conquerors. I want to tell you again, you are more than conquerors. You know what, Pastor? Tell me first, what is a conqueror? A conqueror is one that when you're going through a situation or a circumstance, that God gives you strength and power to overcome whatever you are going through. Amen. And then you are able to subdue and conquer whatever it is you are facing. I'm sick, but God has given me strength to run on until I get well. I may be lacking in finances, but God makes a way for me somehow. Amen. And then God shows you that you are a conqueror. But then there comes a time when God will not change your situation. There comes a time when God will not step in. You can't find God. You can't trace God. You don't know if God even working on the scene. And it seems like everything else has more power than God. And then you begin to question the fact, Lord, where are you? That's the time when God is trying to show you. You are not only a conqueror, but you're more than a conqueror. In other words, when you're a conqueror, God will change your situation so you can overcome what you're going through. But when God is trying to make you to be more than a conqueror, he will not remove the situation from you, but he'll give you the strength to endure while you're going through the situation to show you that in him you live, move, and you have your being. In Christ you can do all things, amen, and And then you go from being just a conqueror to becoming more than a conqueror. In Romans chapter 3, verse 2 is where Paul comes in when he begins to talk, because the Bible starts off, Paul asked the question, therefore. He asked the question, therefore. And he wants to know, in response to what has been asked, he asked seven questions, which I'll give them to you. But before he gets there, he tells us in Romans 3 that the wages of sin is death. Amen. But the gift of God is eternal life. In other words, everybody is susceptible to sin. Amen. Nobody escapes the world without sin, but you can only defeat sin through Christ Jesus. Amen. And then, but he tells us in Romans chapter 6 that in Christ we die, and in Christ we raise up to resurrection and victory. Amen. And so Romans 6:23 tells us that in Christ, even though the wages of sin is death, that the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And then he goes on to tell us in Romans chapter 7, and somebody might be there now, you're in a struggling time, amen, but you keep struggling long enough, God will take you from struggle to victory, amen. And in that struggle in Romans chapter 7, you get to the point where you're trying to do right, but you can't do right. You're trying to live right, but it's hard to live right, amen. You're trying to treat folk right, but it's hard to treat folk right who don't treat you right, amen. But then God is trying to tell you it's not about them. Sometimes you got to look within yourself to get yourself better. Because if you strengthen yourself, if you renew yourself, if you get yourself together, nobody can overcome you, amen. Not even the devil himself. So Brother Paul says here, what then shall we say in response to these things, the things that Christ has done for us, amen? And he answers those questions. He said, he asked you the first question. He said, if God be for you, who can be against you? That's a good question, because a lot of us are so weary now because some of us can't go back to our jobs, amen. And those of us who have jobs, we're not sure whether the situation is going to change or not. Some people are getting unemployment, but how long will the unemployment come? Some people say in God we trust, but I don't believe in God we trust, because some folks open their phone looking to see if their stimulus money hit more than they open their Bible to see if God is still on the throne. I wish I had somebody with me just for a few minutes that would tell the truth and shame the devil this morning. Amen. But I'm telling you now that Paul asked the question. And then he answers it. So he asked a rhetorical question. A rhetorical question is when you ask the question, Brother Curtis, but you didn't know the answer to it, amen. And then when folk try to want to know, Sister Queen, what is the question that you are asking, you turn around and give them the emphatic answer that I know what God can do, amen. So he asked the question in response to these things, if God be for us, who can be against us? Then he comes back and tells us, one who through his own love sent his only son, Jesus Christ, to be gotten on the cross. So God has given us his love and God has given us his favor, amen, that we as Christians should be able to stand, to not just be a conqueror, Sister Shakita, but more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus who loved us. Then Paul comes back with the question and he tells us, he gives us the answer. He said the Lord is the one who's going to do it, because he blessed us with Jesus Christ, and then he justifies those who God has chosen from the foundation of the world. And for the few minutes that I have, let me help somebody. For people who keep on quoting scripture, but they're not in the Lord. People who think that they're covered under the blood, but they're not walking in the Lord. That scripture does not apply to those who don't believe in him, Jesus. Those scriptures apply to those who are saved by the blood of Jesus. Walk like Jesus, look like Jesus, act like Jesus in all situations. Well, Reverend, what you saying? I'm saying that folks will keep talking about they're covered under the blood. But if you don't have Jesus Christ, you're not covered under the blood. I hear folks quoting 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then when I hear from heaven, then most people don't quote the whole thing. They just talking about that the Lord's going to bless them and that they can call and pray to the Lord. But the Bible says you got to turn from your mess, amen. If you want to be more than a conqueror, you got to turn from your ways, amen. Don't worry about your neighbor to your left or your neighbor to the right. You got to look within your whole heart and change yourself. And when you change yourself, you can change your own situation. Paul says, not only that, he says, who can bring a charge against anybody's elect? That's what somebody, stop worrying about what folk are saying. Amen. Nobody can condemn you if you are in Christ. Amen. You just do what you need to do in the Lord and watch the Lord work on your behalf. Then it says, Jesus Christ is the one who justifies. Not only that, that's why folk can't condemn. condemn you, because Christ is the one that died. More than that, God raised him up to life. Let me talk to somebody here today. North Carolina has 11,500 cases of coronavirus. 420 deaths is probably climbing as we talk. 1.16 million confirmed cases in the United States and 67,000 plus deaths in the United States. What does that mean? That means that this thing is real. That means don't be silly. That means don't be standing up in people's faces talking, because you don't know what they got and you don't know what you have. But you ought to have sense enough that if you love your brothers and your sisters, you will protect them at all costs. Amen. Until we get better. I feel better now, Brother Jeff, because I understand that the obligation of sin, I'm not under it no more. Just because your body tell you to do something don't mean you have to do it. Just because your mind try to trick you to do something don't mean you have to do it. But I'm going to tell you now that you got to remain faithful in Christ to fight the good fight of faith. So Jesus died on the cross. He gave us his favor and his love, John 3:16. And then nobody can change the favor of God, because it's final. Have you ever written something on a paper in ink and tried to erase it without whiteout? All you going to do is you going to make a mark on the paper. But even if you knew, use whiteout and put the correct answer down, you still know that you made a mistake. Amen. Because of the white that's on there. I wish I had somebody. But I'm trying to tell you, let me give you scripture. As I get happier and happier up here telling you that God is able. Romans chapter 8 verse 18. So I reckon that this suffering that we have in this present time is not worthy to compare to the glory that God shall reveal to us. Well, Pastor, I'm going through. Let me give you another one. 2 Chronicles 4:17. So before this light affliction, it's just for a moment, but it's working in us a far more external weight of glory in Christ Jesus. 2 Timothy 2:10 says, we endure all things for the elect of God's sake. Amen. And I'm trying to tell you that in the Lord, we have the victory. So now, let's deal with it, and I'm gone. I told you that you are more than a conqueror. Some of us conquer because we have the resources. Some of us conquer because we have the education. Some of us conquer because we know who to call and we know what to do through experience in a situation. But what happens when your money won't work? What happens when your experience won't work? What happens when everything and everybody you depended on died and moved away, and now you can't call nobody? You can't email nobody. And then when you pray to God, it seems like that the Lord is not there. What do you do? You got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Let me tell you what God is doing. Folks said that the government put us out the church. And everybody said, we ain't going to go back to the church. Let me tell you that God is still true. Like Isaiah 6, that the Lord fills his own temple with his presence and with his train. Whether we are here or we are not here, God is still here. And he's so much God that while he's here at Archer's Grove and you are in your house, you still can call on the name of the Lord, and God will move in your situation. We got to fight the good fight of faith, because God is able to give us control. Now let me tell you what I was talking about, and I'm gone. I told you that when we in church, we are conqueror, ain't we? When we can come to church and tell God all about it and hear the choir sing and the preacher preach you happy, and you sit beside somebody who's going through what you're going through to let you know that you're not in this thing alone, but when you're at the house by yourself,